Mott Haven in the South Bronx is a neighborhood in transition. It used to be an industrial area, but the city has rezoned it several times to encourage development. And now, as WNYC's Sarah Barrett reports, it seems like cranes and construction are on every block, especially down by the waterfront.
Ed Garcia Conde is locally famous for his blog, Welcome to the Bronx.
Do you mind if I take a picture? I take a picture of a lot of...
If anything's happening in his neighborhood, he'll definitely be documenting it. While walking along the waterfront, he's describing what life is like in Mott Haven.
There was a lot of locals who lived here. It became very quaint. This was an area that was,
He interrupts himself mid-sentence to point out some men in suits.
He's taking pictures. I mean, he might be doing a listing. You see that all the time.
He's talking about real estate developers.
This is literally an invasion. People think that we're being dramatic when we say that, but you can see it yourself.
And they're here because they see an area that's primed for development. Waterfront properties right across the river from Manhattan, rezoned for residential housing. All developers have to do is clean up the river's edge. Because for years, this area has literally been the city's dumping ground. Almost a third of the city's garbage comes through here.
You can smell how horrible it is. That water sitting there, that is all water that leaks from the trucks that come by. This actually permeates through the neighborhood on certain days when it's really warm and humid. It stretches around.
Garcia Conde wants the waterfront cleaned up, but he's angry at how it's happening. People in the community have been drawing up visions of what they want the waterfront to look like for decades, but they've been ignored. Now, developers are coming in, building luxury units, and he's worried it will push out low-income residents. And it's happening because of plans made over a decade ago by former mayor Michael Bloomberg.
This year, an extraordinary range of projects will leap off the drawing boards, creating jobs, revitalizing the waterfront, and bringing new life to communities in every borough.
It was part of a bigger plan already in place from a couple years earlier to clean up what Bloomberg called the sixth borough, 500 miles of New York City waterfront. He wanted public esplanades to encircle the city, and he wanted private developers to pay for it. He planned to do it by rezoning industrial neighborhoods along the waterfront to allow for residential housing. And you can see the results in Williamsburg, Long Island City, Brooklyn Bridge Park. And now it's happening in Mott Haven. Keith Rubenstein is one developer ready to break ground on a small slice of the South Bronx waterfront on both sides of the Third Avenue Bridge.
Six buildings of different shapes, sizes, in my opinion, beautifully done, with nice apartments and amenities.
He's doing exactly what the city envisioned.
We're taking industrial property that was highly populated with truck and bus traffic and moving that out, taking those buildings down, creating new buildings with open space and access for the public to the waterfront.
The zoning requires him to build public space, but one thing it doesn't require is affordable housing. He's building about 1,000 units, all market rate. And Rubenstein understands that it's creating anxieties in the neighborhood about gentrification.
We think we're creating something nice for a lot of people. Not everybody, I get it. I can't solve all the problems, but I can think about problems, and I can think of a way how to develop that is responsible and as best as I can avoid situations where we hurt people.
Tom Engotti, a professor of urban studies at Hunter College, says it isn't developers like Rubenstein that are the problem. It's the city's policies, and they have much bigger consequences.
We looked at the rezonings over the last 15 years, and you see a pattern. The areas that are rezoned for new development do tend to be communities of color, low-income communities, and the areas that have been protected by zoning tend to be white homeowner areas.
He says the city's plans have always been piecemeal and short-sighted.
The city of New York has really never had a comprehensive plan, a land use plan, a long-term plan. Zoning is not the same as planning. It doesn't necessarily presume a broader vision of the future of the city.
The de Blasio administration is trying to solve this by creating a citywide program that could lead to more affordable housing. But for Mott Haven, it might already be too late. The city teed up the South Bronx waterfront for development a decade ago. And now the neighborhood is watching while developers break ground.
That's WNYC's Sarah Barrett reporting, and she joins us now in the studio. So, Sarah, this story just got a little more complicated. There's another player on the South Bronx waterfront that's looking to develop, and this is the state of New York.
Yes, it owns about 100 acres along much of the Harlem River, and it just announced they want to develop 13 acres of it, and it's along the southern tip of the South Bronx, just south of the area where Rubenstein will be building. It's currently home to a large rail yard called the Harlem River Rail Yard. The state is looking to develop the air rights on top of it, so any proposals would need to include a 30-foot-tall platform to allow the trains to operate underneath.
Sort of like what they did in Manhattan with the Hudson Yards with a platform over the tracks. So if the state picks a developer, what kind of zoning requirements would they have?
Well, that's the thing. The state owns the land, and that means the city rules don't apply to them. And in the announcement from the Empire State Development Agency, it says developers should suggest what kind of zoning they would need when they write up their proposals. The state says it wants to improve public access to the waterfront, but you could understand if residents in Motthaven are doubtful. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago, the state awarded a part of the rail yard to Fresh Direct, the online grocer, to keep them from moving to New Jersey, and there was no requirement for any public space, and residents have been protesting ever since.
Okay, WNYC Sarah Barrett. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
As you've been hearing, cleaning up the South Bronx waterfront and providing easy access has been a source of frustration for Motthaven residents for decades. One of them is Linda Cunningham. She's an artist and the executive director of Bronx Art Space and has lived about five blocks from the waterfront for about 16 years.
It's kind of really seductively beautiful, but in fact, it's ruins. One end, there is a very much ruined mess that stretches a long way along the waterfront. It's just rocks and trash, broken chain link fences, cement barricades, glass, everything.
For years, she's been photographing the parts of the waterfront that are accessible, and she's made them into an art piece called Waterfront Sagas.
I have like chain link fence that is drawn so that it kind of looks like it's really fence in front of this mural because I'm more than symbolizing the fact that we can't get to it. We cannot enjoy it. We can't use it. It's all dedicated to some other purpose or just left to be trash.
She hopes her art pushes people to stand up for the waterfront in the face of development.
It can't be that developers are able to make millions, billions at the expense of and not do anything that could really matter to a range of human beings that are not going to pay for their million, luxury apartments.
Linda Cunningham's work, Waterfront Sagas, is now on display at the Bronx Museum of the Arts until February.